Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Syntys Corporation, a leading provider of corporate identity uniforms, facility services, and first aid and safety products. Syntys serves a wide range of industries, from healthcare to hospitality, and is known for its focus on service excellence and innovation. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Syntys has been a major player in the uniform and facility services industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like customer service and market expansion?
The status quo bias is particularly relevant to Syntys' approach, especially in how they manage their core business of uniform rental and facility services. The status quo bias refers to the preference for maintaining existing conditions rather than making changes. Syntys leverages this bias by focusing on delivering consistent and reliable service to its customers, ensuring that businesses can rely on them for their day-to-day operations. This focus on consistency helps Syntys build strong, long-term relationships with clients who prefer to stick with a trusted service provider. Overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how Syntys approaches its growth strategies and innovation efforts. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given Syntys' strong history of customer satisfaction and market leadership, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to continue expanding their service offerings and entering new markets. This confidence drives Syntys to invest in new technologies such as digital platforms for managing uniform rentals and facility services, with the expectation of maintaining their competitive edge. However, this approach also drives Syntys to invest in new technologies such as digital platforms for managing uniform rentals and facility services, with the expectation of maintaining their competitive edge. However, this approach also poses risks if the company overestimates the adoption of new services or underestimates the complexities involved in expanding into new markets, particularly in an industry that relies heavily on consistent service quality.
And this focus on leveraging the status quo bias and overconfidence has helped Syntys maintain its leadership position in the uniform and facility services industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value reliability and innovation.
Exactly. Syntys' strategic use of the status quo bias in maintaining consistent service delivery and overconfidence in pursuing new technologies and market expansion appeals to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with strategic growth. However, this approach also means that Syntys must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, technological disruptions, and competitive pressures, particularly as the service industry continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Syntys. As a major player in the service industry, DEI is particularly important for Syntys. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Syntys' approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly competitive industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Syntys' ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Syntys to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the service industry. For investors, Syntys' focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Cintas build stronger relationships with employees, customers, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like service and hospitality, where the ability to foster inclusivity and customer trust is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, Cintas not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Cintas operates in a highly competitive and service-driven industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and customer needs, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Cintas' strategy involves continuously adapting its service offerings, technology platforms, and customer engagement efforts to meet the evolving needs of businesses while maintaining its focus on operational efficiency and customer satisfaction. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, technological advancements, and shifting customer expectations. Cintas' ability to service platforms, the shift towards more sustainable business practices, and the growing importance of workplace safety allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, Cintas can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the service industry.
And this adaptability is essential for Cintas, especially as they face competition from other service providers and the growing demand for more convenient and technologically advanced service solutions. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Cintas' focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the service industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in customer needs, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Cintas to other companies in the uniform rental and facility services sectors like Aramark, UniFirst, and G Services. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Cintas' dynamics are often compared to other service giants like Aramark, UniFirst, and G Services, particularly in their approach to customer service, market expansion, and competition. Cintas' strength lies in its focus on consistent service delivery and innovation, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances operational reliability with technological advancements. Aramark, with its emphasis on food services and facilities management, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes scale and diversified service offerings. UniFirst, known for its leadership in uniform rentals and laundry services, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in service efficiency and customer relationships. G Services, with its focus on uniform and facility services, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate service quality with customer satisfaction. Cintas' behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for consistency, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the service industry.
And unlike Aramark, which focuses heavily on food services and facilities management, Cintas' strength lies in its specialization in uniform rental and facility services, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Cintas, the focus on service reliability, innovation, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the service industry.
To sum up, Cintas Corp.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their service delivery strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Cinta's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.